to whet your spiritual appetite and encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain.
On the outskirts of Ephesus, Paul bumps into disciples deficient in a crucial dimension of Christian experience. They possessed the presence of the Spirit, but they lacked His power. Like many today, they had never been taught the role of the Spirit in the life of the Christian. In Acts chapter 19, Paul corrects the deficiency. He lays hands on them, and the Holy Spirit who has lived within them comes upon them with power. The Ephesians were so primed to believe that even Paul's hanky stimulated faith. Certain Jews try to mimic Paul's miracles. They watch the demons flee in the name of Jesus, and they latch onto the phrase as if it were a magical word. Notice the demons know Paul. A man's greatest accolades come from his enemies. You may be known in heaven, but are you known in hell? The Jews were attacked because they were not attached to the one whose name they tried to exploit. In this chapter, burnt books testify of changed lives. Ephesus was home of the idol Diana. Pagan pilgrims flocked to her temple and took back talismans as souvenirs. This was big business, but the Jesus movement was cutting into profits. Idol makers were idle. Sales were down because salvation was up. A riot erupts that common sense squelches. Oh, that we would cut into the sale of sin. Not with pickets and boycotts, but as Paul did, by changing lives with the gospel.
This is Chapter by Chapter, and each day at this time, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in God's Word. For a complete tape study of today's chapter, you can call us at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP. If you would like to listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com. Thanks for listening.